Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A spreadsheet opens. Add your information to the spreadsheet, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 13th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 8 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The Unlikeliest of Places. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Geraldine Carter and is titled, Do These Bike Shorts Make My Butt Look Giant? Or Nothing Good Ever Comes From Looking at Your Butt in the Mirror. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here and braving the dark and cold and holiday shoppers. One day about 15 years ago, I was riding my bike up a hill in Laos, and I was just minding my own business, enjoying the scenery. It's mountainous, the hillsides are covered with tropical forest, the rivers run clear, the air is clean, there are hardly any vehicles around, it's a rural place. And people, sadly, are still pretty poor, so it's quiet, and what I hear is the sound of conversation wafting up from the rice paddies. And as I ride by, people's heads lift up, and they look, and they see me, and they wave, and I wave back, and they flash these big, broad, relaxed smiles. Because it never freezes in Laos, and because there aren't that many cars around, the pavement's in great shape, and all of this conspires to make it an awesome place to ride bikes. So I'm riding along, and from seemingly out of nowhere, from up behind me comes another guy on a bike. I'm like, no way. And he probably thinks the same thing. And so we introduce each other. He says, hello, my name is Walter. I'm from the Netherlands. And I'm like, hey, my name is Geraldine. I'm from the United States. Nice to meet you. And we start to catch up like old friends because neither one of us has seen a foreigner, another tourist, anybody who speaks English in like weeks and weeks. And the conversation is like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Angkor Wat. How about you? Oh, yeah, me too. Cool. We should ride together. Where'd you come from? Oh, I started in Kazakhstan. I'm like, where the hell is Kazakhstan? He's like, I rode across Tibet. Boy, it was really sandy, but oh my God, it was beautiful. Where'd you come from? I'm like, oh, I started in Burma. I tried to go to China. They wouldn't let me in. Burma wouldn't let me out. So I rode across Thailand. Here I am. And so it goes on like that and on like that. And at some point he says to me, Geraldine, I think your bicycle short are see true. Like that, you say it, right? See true? And I'm like, yeah, like that, see through. But like, this is news to me. I have no idea. And there's nothing I can do about it. So we just keep on riding. And eventually we get to the guest house where we're going to spend the night. And I take my hot bucket shower. And I change out of my clothes into my clothes, and I pick up my bike shorts off the floor, and I'm like, so what's the story with these bike shorts? And I stretch them across the back of my hand, and not only are they see-through, they're like saran wrap. And I'm like, oh God, this is bad. And not only is it bad, it's like bad, 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 but in Laos it's really bad because they dress modestly. The women wear ankle-length sarongs, the men wear billowy pants, they wear long tops with three-quarter-length sleeves, and here I am like showing my entire ass to the countryside. And I'm like, oh God. So let me just stop here for a moment just to tell you that when I was in my 20s, I had this fabulous job leading bicycle tours for a high-end travel company. And in the summertime, I'd be in France, Ireland, Switzerland, Portugal. And in the wintertime, they'd send us to warmer places, Patagonia, New Zealand, parts of Asia. And I just finished up leading trips in Bhutan. And in between trips, we'd have a schedule that was something like 3 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And I would go to the fleet of bikes, and I'd grab one, and I'd take it for a tour. And over time, like in the time that I was doing this, my longest trip was 2 or 3 weeks, you know, maybe 3, a little bit more. And when I started, I would bring everything with me, and I mean everything, like backup clothes, a cute top, wedges, cone wrenches, chain breaker tool, everything. And slowly I started to get rid of stuff because it was really heavy. And it wasn't until at some point I realized that if the shit really hit the fan, I would just get in a vehicle and go to a bike shop and I'd be fine. And so at that point, I like really pared down and, you know, no more backup everything and, you know, change of clothes, sunscreen, toothbrush, flip-flops, done. And so I never had the chance to figure out, like, how long does it take to wear your clothes out? And so that's how I ended up riding on a hill in Laos in threadbare bike shorts. Now, this is bad, but in my book doesn't constitute an emergency, so I wasn't going to get in a Song Tao to go to Vientiane, the capital. And a Song Tao is like a converted pickup truck with benches on the in the back and bars to hold on tight for when there's only room to stand. And that's fun and all, but I'd rather ride my bike. So I rummage through my stuff, I find a long sleeve t-shirt, tie it in a knot around my waist, and off we go. We get to Vientiane, we locate the bike shop, I go in, it's tiny. I'm like, oh God, what are the chances? And I ask the owner, who's French, in my very best French, I say, do you have any bicycle short? And and he's like, oui, madame, I have two pairs. And I'm like, great. And I look at the first pair and I'm like, oh God. Because they just look like cheap Chinese knockoffs. And I think, ugh. You know, bad, if you're riding 50 miles a day, the one thing you really want is a good pair of bike shorts. And these ones look just kind of crappy and my heart sinks. And I look inside of the tag and they're men's 2XL. And I'm like, okay, yeah, not gonna work. And I look at the other pair and hanging off them is a tag that says Giant. I'm like, sweet. And if you don't know biking, Giant's a well-known brand. They make good stuff. And I look inside and the tag says men's medium. I'm like, all right. You know, medium, great. Men's, not so much, but okay. You know, beggars can't be choosers. So I go into the changing room and, I pull them on and they fit. And I'm like, oh, awesome. What are the chances? You know, and the seams are flat lock, which is more comfortable, and the spandex is comfortable, and the chamois feels great. I'm like, sweet. And I'm just kind of looking in the mirror for a sec, admiring my luck. And then I make a fatal mistake. And I turn around, and emblazoned in enormous blue and white letters across the back of my ass is the word Giant. And I'm like, oh God, what do I do? And I sit there, I'm like, oh my God, like, there's no way I'm gonna ride across Southeast Asia with the word Giant on my ass. Like, I just can't do it, no way. Nothing could possibly be more mortifying. And then my rational brain comes online, it's like, get a hold of yourself. Like, you're wearing see-through bike shorts. And I don't know if you've noticed, but nobody here speaks English. Much less are they gonna appreciate the double entendre written on your butt. So get the bike shorts and let's go. And my squirrel brain's like, not so fast. This is totally crazy. I can't do it. Oh my God, this is mortifying. Nothing could possibly be more humiliating. Like, there's nothing that I'm more self-conscious about than the size of my ass. Like, there's no way you want me to wear Giant on my ass all day long, every day, for everybody to see and giggle at behind their hands. No. And my rational brain comes back and it's like, Geraldine, this is the best. Like, where has your sense of humor gone? Like, nothing could be funnier than riding your bike with the word Giant on your butt. I mean, you are going to win so many props when you get home for doing this. And where has your courage gone? Like, this doesn't sound like the person who just rode here from Burma and got marooned on a hillside and had to spend the night in a tomato truck with four drunk Burmese men with pigs in the back. Like, come on. You can do this. And I look at myself and I'm like, oh God, what do I do? And off they go. I put them back on the pins, pull back the curtain, hand them to the owner, and we walk out. Walter looks at me quizzically. I'm like, no man could possibly understand. And so we're on the way back to the guest house, and we pass a fabric shop, and there are spools coming off, and so I ask for a square and some safety pins. And I fashion myself a little butt cape that flaps behind me in the breeze as we ride. And we set off, and we go up past the plain of jars, me and my butt cape through the unexploded ordinances, to Hanoi, you know, limestone karst formations. We ride up and down thousands of feet of terraced rice paddies. We go to a city of 8 million people in China called Kunming. You've never heard of it. We come back down. We ride through the rice, through the tea plantations of Pu'er with my little butt cape, and we cross the Mekong River, and we get to Chiang Mai, Thailand, where each of us ends the cycling part of our trip. And this was an amazing journey. I can't even begin to describe everything that happened, what I learned, and all of it. And, you know, this is a funny story. And there were times where it was downright miserable, hard, cold, dirty, polluted, and everything. But if I learned anything, and I could leave you with two things, it's one, never leave home without your trusty butt cape. And two, nothing good ever comes from looking at your butt in the mirror. Thank you very much.
Geraldine Carter is a mindset and mindfulness coach who focuses on helping busy, successful women trade in stress and overwhelm for clarity and peace of mind. She was once a five-time marathoner, lived from a rolling duffel for 10 years, and has ridden her bicycle in more than 25 countries, including a three-month trip from Burma to Beijing. She now lives in Missoula with her man, her three cats, and a little girl, where she happily ignores her expired passport and pedals at coasting speed. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever, MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at great prices needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock, and a part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and who know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy with upbeat and fun top 40 favorites. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Geraldine Carter, Gary Warchola, Ann Karp, Greg Reagan, Paula Short, Abe Abramson, Gary Delp, and Jeff Sutton. Remember, your story matters. To sign up to Tell a Story in 2017, go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for the year. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. When the spreadsheet opens, add your information to the spreadsheet, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story, and to learn more, tellussomething.org.